With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It may be the biggest test yet of the Iran war ceasefire. Responding to Iranian aggression in the Strait of Hormuz, the American military fired on Iranian forces, sinking six small boats as it moves to keep the strait open under President Trump's Project Freedom initiative.
The U.S. says two of its guided missile destroyers have already made it through, along with two U.S.-flagged merchant vessels. Iran has already reacted angrily, deploying cruise missiles and drones in an attempt to thwart the mission.
The BBC's David Willis. The president says the Iran war sends a message loud and clear to U.S. adversaries, including one in particular.
And I think it's better to get along with China than it is to fight with China. And they feel the same thing. And don't kid yourself, they watch what happened in Venezuela. They watch what happened in Iran. Because militarily, Iran is essentially over.
The president talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. The suspect in yesterday's shooting near the Washington Monument is hospitalized and faces multiple charges. Man spotted with a gun near the White House complex was shot by law enforcement officers after opening fire on them.
I'll point out that not long before this shooting occurred, the vice president's motorcade did transit through this area.
Secret Service Deputy Director Matthew Quinn. The White House was briefly locked down, but a presidential event that was going on inside was not interrupted. Lawmakers in several southern states are meeting to consider redistricting plans. Alabama, Tennessee, and Louisiana lawmakers looking into how to redraw districts in light of a Supreme Court ruling striking down a race-based congressional district in Louisiana. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are 114 points higher. The Nasdaq futures are up 151. This is SRN News. The Church of the Nazarene launches a new missionary effort in Scotland.
According to Christian Daily International, the U.S.-based church is beginning a church planning and theological education strategy for the island of Ireland, aiming to strengthen ministry efforts across both the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. Launched on St. Patrick's Day, the partnership will focus on church planting, theological education, building projects, and leadership development initiatives, while also facilitating short-term mission opportunities. The denomination currently has 12 churches across the island, 11 in Northern Ireland, and one in the Republic of Ireland. John Scott reporting.
The 75th annual National Day of Prayer is coming up on Thursday, May 7th, and thousands of churches across the country are involved. Glorify God among the nations, seeking Him in all generations is the 2026 National Day of Prayer theme, inspired by David's prayer in 1 Chronicles 16:24. SRN News. The best show in town is just around the corner, and it's free.
The Etah, where a meteor shower will soon light the sky with debris from Halley's Comet. But a bright moon will spoil the fun this year, making the display harder to glimpse. The shower will peak Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, and views will be best in the southern hemisphere. In the north, sky watchers will likely see fewer than 10 meteors per hour. Meteor showers happen when the Earth charges through trails of debris left behind from various space rocks. To glimpse the meteors, it's best to go outside just before dawn and look for fleeting trails of light. Keith Peters reporting.
TV and movie actors have reached a tentative four-year contract agreement with studios and streaming services. A deal must be approved by their union's board and ratified by the rank and file. If it is approved, it would prevent a repeat of the 2023 actors' strike. More details at srnnews.com.